We see this book as a beginning. In a way, Passport to Magonia was a beginning, but this is really a new beginning. We hope to alert there must be a lot more that we haven't discovered. One of the beauties, of course, of the Internet today, and you know I'm a great fan of the Internet professionally, is that museums and newspapers and archives and so on are putting all their collections now online. So it's a lot easier to search through that material than it was even 10 years ago. So we've actually done the best we could at producing this, but there must be a lot more. There must be, you know, in the attics of castles in Germany and Austria and France and Britain, there must be piles of records and manuscripts and correspondence that should be looked at. And so we're trying to alert librarians and scholars and historians to note that material and record it and bring it to our attention. Also, of course, we're much better at reading French and English or German than reading, you know, ancient Chinese or ancient writing from Japan. So we need to enlist the energy and the scholarship of people, of researchers in Asia and in other places in the world. So that's what we hope the book will do. It will be a beginning. When we analyze the patterns in these 500 cases, the patterns that emerge are absolutely similar to patterns we extract from contemporary databases. And that's where we're tempted to say this is the same phenomenon, it's always been with us.
You assert in the book that alien contact might be mankind's oldest story, that these incidents have always been with us in one form or another, and that they have changed the course of history in some cases. Can you give examples?
Certainly, and it's not just me saying that. I'm just quoting scholars like Professor Cugliano at the University of Chicago, who spoke of the travel to the stars as the oldest story of humanity. There was what I love particularly the stories from China, because the people who wrote those records, of course, were the scholars and the poets. Most of the, you know, there's one from the 13th century, for example, June 3rd, 1277 in China. Strange event seen at dawn. And this was written by Liu Ying, who was a Chinese poet of the Yuan dynasty. And his book was called The Yuan Literature Collection, Event Seen at Dawn. I rise at dawn, and through the window I see a very bright star that crosses the Milky Way. Now I see three luminous objects appear in the southern sky, of which two fly away and disappear suddenly from my sight. The one which remains possesses five unequal lights beneath it. You're beginning to see that this is not an ordinary light in the sky. And above its upper part, I see something in the form of a dome. The unknown object begins to move in zigzag, like a dead leaf. Well, if you remember, we have lots of stories. One of the characteristic motions of modern UFOs is a dead leaf motion. It continues, at the same time, some fiery thing falls from the sky. A short time afterwards, the sun rises, but its brightness is dulled by the luminous object that moves quickly in a northerly direction. So by now, it must have been in the sky for a fairly long time. So this is not just a passing thing in the sky. In the western sky, a green cloud is suddenly disturbed by another unknown object, oval in shape, flat, that descends quickly. This object is more than 3 meters long and is surrounded by flames. It rises again shortly after its descent. In view of this splendid and amazing spectacle, I rush to the village to alert the inhabitants. When my friends come out of their houses, a flying machine has disappeared. After the event, I reflect on it very much, but do not find a reasonable explanation. I have the impression I have come out of a long dream. I hasten to write down all that I have seen at the time so that whoever understands these events can give me an explanation. Well, this is 13th century China, okay? I get letters like this from readers of my books today. Exactly, almost the same words. I have the impression I've come out of a dream. I have no reasonable explanation. Please explain this to me. I wrote it down as I saw it. You know, that's, it's a completely modern description.